Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all and welcome to Prophecy Night. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all in the switchboard and all those that are listening via internet and even those that will retrieve this broadcast in the archives. I greet you all with the spirit of peace, love, and gratitude. Yeah, I'm going to write that down. Peace, love, and gratitude. I pray that everybody's Friday is going well. I know over the neck of the woods and even the neck of my woods with the weather, but I'm not here to complain. I'm here to be so grateful that I'm here and all is well. Here on Prophecy Night, I basically open up the switchboard and just really just share with you the word of the Lord concerning your life and ministry. Again, this is just a brief, short, overall prophecy. That's why you'll hear me sometime ask you, is there anything in particular you want to know? That I can focus in that area of what you're requesting. Unless God says otherwise, to focus in that area. And other things that God may show me concerning your life and our ministry, then I would do so. So what I would like to do at this time is open up the line to area code 917. God bless you on this evening. Area code 917. Hello? You're in the air. Area code 917. Area code 917. Well, we'll give our 917 a little bit more time. Maybe they walked away from the phone. If you're listening, area code 917, we do have you live on air. Let me say this. For Monday in the month of February, I should say, I'm going to have a gentleman named Missionary Ennis that's going to come and bless us on Prophecy Night, speaking on a title and topic, I should say, of the king and the kingdom. That he will not have the phone lines open for Prophecy Night, but still, it is a prophetic release. Still, God has given everyone that will come in and listen and hear what Missionary John is out to tell us. Let me just check that with every code 917. Are you there, every code 917? Area code 917, are you there? Hello? Area code 917? Okay, we're going to just move along. As God is concerning 917, I can come back to you. And I want to go on and just give you the lineup. The month of March, every Wednesday here, at Prophecy Night, we'll be doing our relationship. I'll be doing prophecies and taking questions on Wednesday night only pertaining to our relationship. And then every Friday for the month of April only, I'll have a company, a prophet that will come in to prophesy to all the callers pertaining to the word of the Lord. I'm going to open up the phone line to every code 832. God bless you in this evening. and pray that all is well with you.
Thank God for you, and everything God has for you to tell me today, but I'm so glad that I'm able to come to the line, and I just thank God, and on Monday and Wednesday and Friday, I'll be looking forward to get to this line, and I just thank God for you, this afternoon.
I thank God for you, too, always. 832, I wish Holly those come in and listen to the show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I thank God for you as well. When you was talking, I'm kind of laughing here because I seen someone jump in a rope. So who would jump a rope? I mean, it could be you or the kids. I've seen a girl jump a rope.
Okay, you know what? It might be my granddaughter, Cole. She played ball and she, you know, in that kid in school. It could be her, you know, not me.
Yeah. Well, honey, I don't mean now. I don't mean
okay.
Now, but I think the little girl jumped in the boat. I sure did.
Okay. Unless my granddaddy in New Orleans, when, you know, jumped rope because she's 14 and I wouldn't know, you know.
Wow.
And I have a 9-year-old here and she could be doing that school. I really don't know.
So who is Alicia or Lisa? Alicia? If
Alicia.
I'm pronouncing it right? Yeah, it could be for another caller, too. But Alicia?
No, her name is Prestigia. And one name is Kenya.
Okay, so we'll find out tonight who's Alicia. I'm going to write
okay.
that down. Alicia.
Okay, see her.
But yeah, definitely I've seen someone jump rope. And as
okay.
always, it's always a blessing to hear from you as well.
And it's same here, and God bless your heart.
And same here. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Area code 917, I've been trying to open up the lines for you. Either you don't want to talk, or maybe you're busy. Whatever the case may be, move along. God bless you, area code 904. God bless
Hello.
You.
God
yes,
bless
how
you.
Are you?
Today.
You have me on speaker?
I do right. Can you hear me better?
Well, if you're taking you on speaker, I can hear you even better. If you can.
Okay. Hear me better right now.
Oh, yeah. That's much better. How are you today?
Okay. I'm
How
doing well.
How can I bless
I'm
you
doing...
today, ma'am?
Well, I enjoy listening to you. I missed you Monday and Wednesday.
Yes. Yes. You sure did. But we're glad that you're here Friday.
Amen.
Yeah. I see two things going on. I see money issue and something with the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I am looking, you know, I'm... been applying for a full-time job. I have a little part-time job that I've had for almost 2 years in March. And
okay.
I keep getting hits on, you know, like I had an in-person interview. You know, I've had some phone calls with some recruiters, but nothing you know, no follow-through on their part.
Why? Okay.
And, living arrangement, of course, you know, I've been more than ready to make a change in that area. I mean,
okay. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, good. It's good. I'm grateful. It's good in the way of, you know, being safe and that type of thing. But it's kind of like in a hoarding type situation. And, you know, when it's like that, it's hard to concentrate and see clearly, but I keep it moving. I'm up and out of the house at a certain hour every day, creating
right.
my day if necessary.
Uh-huh. Well, all of that is tied in. So once you get a full-time employment, that's going to bring more money, and then that allows you to have more area in which you can find a suitable apartment, house, or whatever you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to have to just be patient. I know it's been 2 years, but 2 years to God is no time. You know?
I understand what you're saying, but it's been a much longer space, you know, than that. You know, as far as looking for, you know, something. And I understand what you're saying. You know, God's timing is not our timing. I mean, you know, we can do things suddenly, you know. And I understand that.
Right, but see, don't you know your greatest answer is always in what you're going through? Because this is where you actually see the best hand of God move in any situation. See, I want you to take time to figure out, okay, what is God trying to speak to me in these 2 years of part-time employment? And why is it just part-time? See, there could be more than what you might even think about it. You know? I mean, everybody would want a full-time job over a part-time job, but there's a reason why things happen the way they do. And all I want you to do is just be a little bit more patient with him. He already know about the situation, so think about praying on something else. Or if you feel that you need more faith in that area, then I want you to do that and trust God that in 2016 you will see a full-time employment job. Amen, 904, Harry Cole 904.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but I've been patient for a long, long time. I'm talking about
Well, honey, listen, God told me to tell you what about the woman who had an issue of blood for 11 years.
Mm.
Okay?
My.
All right? God told me to tell you she did all that she could and spent all the money she can and went all to the doctors and the soothsayers and the fortune tellers and everybody to get healed. Could you imagine bleeding for 11 years? My nose bleed and I panic. This is what God is telling me to tell you. So her 11 years of bleeding was never in vain.
Mm.
God healed her on his appointed time.
Amen.
Don't block your blessing because you're impatient. But ask God to give you strength to trust and wait on him. And that's the word of the Lord for you tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. And love you as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to everybody tonight that's listening. God is showing something else. But let me just deal with this woman who had an issue of blood. Isn't it amazing that the Bible never, never once mentioned her name? And any time God is doing something, he don't spend much time giving names. But he always spends more time in letting us know who he is. And it's amazing how God waited until she drank herself out and her finances and many people she went to go see. Read the story. All the fortune tellers, all the so-called doctors and witch doctors and you name it. And I'm speaking like that because the Bible is going to give you what we need to know pertaining even to our everyday life. 11 years later, well, I'm going to confess And tell you right now, if it was 1 month, the prophet would be crazy. If it's 2 weeks, the prophet still would be crazy. But isn't it amazing how not only she received her healing because of her faith, her position caused her to be healed. Because she was in a position low enough to touch the hem of God's garment. Okay, Lord, this is prophecy night. Lord Jesus, give me strength. God is saying, if you want to even see the promises I have for you, not only you got to believe and trust me, but God said you got to position yourself. You can't stop God's flow. I'm going to say that again. You cannot stop God's flow. I know when a false prophet sits on the line. I know when I got a fortune teller on the line. Because God shows me. Even the devil will come to entertain you as though he is sheep and sheep clothing. You cannot stop what God wants to do. It is not my will, but his will. You don't want to give a word, but you look into the square word. And all I'm going to do is just blow fire right to you and expose your spirit and let you know that God says you can't stop this. God bless you, every code 347.
Amen. God bless you. It's so good to be here.
How are you tonight?
I'm blessed, thank God. Most of all, thank God that I'm not out in all this snow and rain.
How much interest you have out there? How much inches you have out there?
Well, I think we got about 3, maybe 4 in some areas.
Mm.
We're still getting it kind of mixed with rain. But, you know, we thanking God for it, because like I said this morning, thank God we can see it and not fall on our place.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
That's right. How can I be a blessing to you on prophecy night?
Whatever the Lord
has,
I'll be willing to accept and hear what God has to say.
Well, you know, it's always a blessing to always have you here as well, Mother Teresa. I tell you, and this is not just for you, but this is for everyone that's listening. See, God has a greater eye, Mother Teresa, and I know you know this, than our eyes. And he can see all things. And he knows all things.
Mm-hmm.
And long we connect ourselves to him, Mother Teresa, don't you know we begin to see greater as he does?
Yes.
So the eye of God is resting on prophecy night, tonight, and even those that didn't call in received a prophecy. And my word to you is that God has a greater eye, and he sees all things.
Amen.
God can see all the way down in the seep of a carpet.
All right now.
Underneath a paved concrete road, you can see all things.
Amen.
So let that word stick with you.
Amen.
And let your spirit be lifted up tonight. Your spirit needs to be lifted up tonight.
Amen.
And trust that God's eyes is looking down on you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Excuse me. Peace, love,
and gratitude. Wow. Those are the three words that God gave me prior to coming on live. You know, I see two girls, ages 9 and 7. Caucasian. One looked like they need glasses, or they're wearing glasses. The younger one. And I see the younger one been sick a lot. I see you. And I know who you are. You know, God tells us to love our enemies. God tells us to even love our haters. God even tells us to love those that may be jealous. My prayer goes to you tonight and your family. That God would touch you tonight and deliver you from your past and even your present, God is showing me. See, you don't have to talk to me. As I told Mother Teresa about God's eye, just like a fortune teller has a crystal ball, God's eye is just that clear. And how he sees and knows all things. I know it to be so. And I know sometime in our spirit, so much can be going on that we don't see God's eye. And I'm one too. Sometimes I go through things, I don't even see his eyes. Sometimes I have been through things, and I say, Lord, where you at? And that's the worst thing. To have to find God when he's always there. If God gave me peace, love, and gratitude, to look up those words, see what they mean, and apply it to your spirit. I'm just a messenger. That's all I am. It's just a messenger. If God be for me, it can be against me. So I'm saying to you, whatever it is, this whole world is not big enough to be against you. Somebody needed that encouragement. Somebody's spirits are down. People come through. People come to be nosy. People come out anger. People come out love. People come to know. Not to know. And the list goes on and on. The presence of God always sits here for prophecy night. Because I know how to let the die and let the Spirit of God alone and speak. Stop looking. You're the closest thing to what look like. You are the closest to what it's supposed to look like. So, in other words, if somebody sees you right now, they should see God in you. And they should know that God in you is the God that you serve. If we can take titles off our names, more of a relationship to see how many people are disconnected from God. Because something about titles, it causes you to go the other way and turn your back on others because you have a title. But if we could talk about relationships, then I can sit down with you and share how much I love the Lord. And when I go through,
what I need to do, what I don't do. I need a word too sometimes. I need somebody to prophesy to me sometimes. What's what they say? You're the prophet. Yes. But I'm not excluded from nothing. I got to do the same thing you do. I got to seek him. I got to pray. I got to fast. I got to repent. I got to do all that stuff. And to come here on prophecy night just for a word, now, let it be the last night you come here for words. When you come to prophecy night, come because you know Jesus is here. Come because you know. Know that you're going to hear God. Come because you know that you're going to be healed and delivered. I need my haters. I need my enemies. I need all those people to come so they can change from their evil and wicked ways. I see a dime fell. And in so many ways, I can interpret that. But I'm going to tag it to one word, and that's change, that God is saying. I'm still talking to some of you that still haven't loosed a dry spirit inside of you. It's my prayer that before this broadcast ends, that dryness of your spirit will release out of you, and that you'll take the words that God gave us in the beginning of this broadcast, peace, love, gratitude, and the last word is change. God bless you all. That is the word of the Lord for all of you tonight. To my sisters and brothers in Christ, to my haters, to my enemies, to my non-loved ones, to my loved ones, I love you. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. I want to spend a little bit more time with those that don't know anything about Christ. And it's my prayer tonight that if you didn't know him and that you did receive him, God bless you. And I personally welcome you into the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And know that it doesn't stop there. Know that the devil engine roars constantly. But I tell you a secret about him. He loves to frighten God's people by the noise of the situation. My God. Ooh, I gotta keep going. God says, when his disciples were in the boat, on the water, Jesus is saying, I can only interpret it the way Jesus is telling me. If you know the biblical scriptures, then you can line it up what I'm saying. Jesus said that he was in the boat to the disciples sleeping. But God never sleeps. Because he had all of us that he watched over, that he doesn't miss a thing. And he said that the storm begins to blow the ocean. And the disciples became frightened and scared. And they began to wake him up, he said. And he said, as they were calling him, he said that he was wondering in his spirit, why was they calling me? And I taught them how to pray. Don't disconnect. You're going to miss this revelation. God said not one was praying, but they was all screaming, Jesus, Lord, get up. We're going to die. We're going to drown. There's a bad storm. And Jesus said tonight, whatever you're going through is not what's frightening you. He said that whatever you're going through, you're frightened by what you hear. Because he said the disciples wasn't so much frightened because of the storm. They were frightened by the noise of the storm. God bless you all.